Your host, Dr. Stuart Linder.
This is Dr. Stuart Yeager with Solving Your Health Puzzle. I am a holistic chiropractic physician here to talk to you on how to solve your health puzzle. For more information, visit our website at www.dryager.com. That is www.dryager.com. You know, if you're interested in any of our other shows, you can go to our website, and it will have those available for you listed under our radio shows. Now, today, we're going to be focusing on the environmental allergies component of the different interferences of stress. Now, in my previous shows, we talked about the autoimmune allergies and the food allergies. Now, the reason why I'm talking today about the environmental allergies is because it is such a huge problem here in the Salt Lake Valley. You know, in the wintertime, we have the inversion, which is a big problem. So many people suffer from the bad air that we breathe. They get coughs, asthma, bronchitis, pneumonia, all affected because of the bad air. Now, this is such a problem, we are even asked to drive less because the bad air places havoc on so many people. So many people are told not to go outside because of the bad air triggers their asthma. They have trouble breathing. Now, these people often end up in the hospital. Now, I have a patient that this happened to a number of times. She was so badly affected that she went to the hospital. They gave her the prednisone to bring down the inflammation and put her on oxygen so she could breathe. She was only 7 years old. So let's talk about asthma and its different causes. Now, the biggest trigger for asthma is what? Allergies. It's top on the list. It's the dust, the air pollution, and the other things that are in the environment. But there's also some other things like other kinds of environmental allergies like pollens in the grasses, people that are severely allergic to those. And then there's stress. People that are just stressed and they can't handle that stress. They get stressed out, it triggers that asthma. Then there's the autoimmune allergies, and people don't even consider that, but it's true that the autoimmune allergies can also be a big factor in people that have asthma. You know, the air pollution, the toxins itself, creates breathing problems, or some people think it's the autoimmune system. You know, well, we've found that it's actually not the toxins as much as the immune system overreacting to these toxins. Now, because the immune system's overreacting, that's why some people get such bad problems or health problems as a result, and some people, they work through it and it's not as much of a problem. They don't have the immune system overreacting. That's where people can't breathe. That's the asthma. What this does, it creates an inflammatory response. And it's an inflammatory response that causes that acute asthma attack. And so prednisone is prescribed for that acute asthma attack because of that inflammation within the lungs. So frequently I read, you know, advertisements by companies wanting to sell products and clean out their air ducts of their homes for those people that suffer from allergies to these types of things, the environmental allergies like dust. Now, it's a good thing to clean out the air ducts. I don't have a problem with that. I think that's a good idea. But really, the issue is that you want to desensitize or overcome the overreaction to these different things like the dust and the different allergens. That really makes the biggest, huge difference. So you don't have to walk around scared all the time, but you're going to have some kind of a reaction that's going to trigger your breathing problems like your asthma. Now, we live in a world full of dust, especially here in Utah, where the environment is so dry. We live in a desert. It creates a lot more dust that's circulating in the air. Combine that with the air pollution where the dust settles on, there's a real problem for those that suffer from those breathing problems, from the immune system overreacting to the dust and the air pollution. You know, in the previous weeks, I've explained the six steps to wellness, and I want to talk about this because this is how we can overcome these different, a lot of these breathing problems, these respiratory problems, that are functional that people have such havoc going on in their bodies with. So the first one, what we do is remove any nerve interference. And that's so important because the nervous system, the autonomic nervous system that goes to the digestive system, goes to the lungs, goes to the heart, creates the digestive system to work within the body, that nerve interference has to be removed so that these organs can work. So your breathing can work, your lungs can work, that you can breathe. You know, if there's any kind of nerve interference, that autonomic nervous system that's in that spine, that's just not going to happen. So that's why we as chiropractors, we will always address the spine because of that. You want to have that good nerve flow going from the nervous system, from the brain, the autonomic nervous system, so these organs can work. Next, you want to protect yourself from any electromagnetic pollution. We're talking about the power lines, TVs, computers, cell phones, the wires around our businesses and around our homes. All this is affecting the electrical system within your body. You know, your body is electrical. That's why we have brain waves and EKGs that are detecting the electrical impulses of our heart. You know, if we don't have those electrical impulses of our brain or in our heart, guess what we are? We are dead. And there's electrical impulses that are surrounding us through the power lines and around our homes and businesses. Truly does affect it. It's a lot stronger and it's too strong for our body, and that's why we need to protect ourselves. Now, then we need to provide the nutrition so that our body has the nutrients to heal and to function as it should. That means the enzymes, the stomach acids, the bile, the probiotics, and all the vitamins and minerals and all the nutrients that your body needs to function and to heal and to work properly. If you don't have them, it's just not going to happen. Your body's going to suffer. You know, our body uses the good oils to produce hormones. If you don't have the hormones, you're in real trouble. Now, let's talk about the allergies. That's another one of the interferences. That's what the immune system is regarding. We're talking about the immune system overreacting to something. That's what an allergy is, the immune system overreacting to an allergen. And what does it do? It creates some kind of an inflammatory response. Inflammation is causing what? It destroys over time, causing pain, doesn't allow the organs to function. I do this with a treatment called a CERT. Now, I've got so much information that I have to share with you today that I don't have time to tell you everything, so I'm going to tell you right now, for those that call right now, we're going to offer you a free CD entitled Solving the Health Puzzle, the 6 Steps to Wellness. It's going to tell you about the things that we're talking about today. That's a $35 value. Now, I'm also going to reserve this Tuesday and Wednesday from 3 until 6 p.m. for those that call by the immediately, a free 20-minute consultation and evaluation in my office so that you can see what interferences and stresses, allergies that are affecting you. That's a $100 value in itself. Now, if you're not quite ready to make that appointment yet because you don't know if this is going to help you, I will also schedule a free 15-minute consultation so that you can ask the questions and find out if this is something that would be beneficial for you. But you need to call us right now at 801-943-3355 and leave us a message with your name, your telephone number, and an email address. Now, you need to speak slowly and repeat your telephone number, email address, so that we can get it right and you can get your CD and you can schedule your appointment. Again, that number is 801-943-3355 for Dr. Stuart Yeager for Solving Your Health Puzzle, 801-943-3355. Now, let's get back to what we were talking about, the different interferences. We were talking about the allergy component, where we remove the allergies, and we can desensitize, actually remove the allergy, so the immune system is not overreacting to the allergy. So that's a huge thing that can dramatically help just about anybody that has any allergies, and people that don't even realize they have allergies, that it can make a huge difference. I can tell you story after story, and we will tell you about that. Now, removing toxins is another one of the interferences. We're talking about heavy metals and other chemicals such as pesticides, weed killers, and different cleaners that get into our body slowly and it gets into our system and it creates havoc, destroying how our body functions. You know, that's a real close one for me because my mother died of Alzheimer's disease. You know, often associated with Alzheimer's is aluminum. You know, my mother, she was exposed to a lot of aluminum. She She would make those TV dinners in those aluminum pans that you'd pop into the oven, and she would love to pop, you know. She would drink her soda pop and drink those out of those aluminum cans, and she just got full of aluminum. She eventually developed Alzheimer's disease, and it destroyed her and eventually killed her. Now, the last interference is the emotional beliefs that are not true that are keeping you sick, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that today. And so let me share with you one of the stories I'm going to share with you about one of my patients that came into my office. He was about 47 years old, and he was on two medications daily for his asthma, including an inhaler, for 15 years because of his asthma. He had it so bad he had to use it daily for 15 years. He also had a third medication that he would use when he had an acute attack. Now, after desensitizing him from his allergies, he dramatically improved with his health. In other words, his lungs healed. His asthma decreased so much to the point that he didn't even need his asthma medication at all anymore. Now, he did occasionally have some slight attacks, but that was primarily due to stress. And once he released the stress that was he was all caught up in emotionally, that got better too. Now, it made a huge difference in his life, saved him a ton of money from all those medications that he was dependent upon, but his life was so much fuller, and he could go out and enjoy life instead of being scared of, you know, am I going to have this attack and I can't breathe, and his chest would get all tight, and it was miserable for him. So it made a huge difference, just by desensitizing him from his allergies. Now, there's another story I want to tell you about. Now, this is a young girl named Sarah. Now, she was allergic to so many different things. She had so many allergies, it was incredible. You don't find people like this very often, but one of the allergies was so bad that it caused her to have severe eczema, which caused her to have the skin problem all over her arms and legs to the point where she had to wear long sleeve shirts and tops and long sleeve pants. She couldn't go to school in shorts at all because she was so embarrassed about her skin. She also had the asthma so bad that she would go to the hospital regularly. I mean, she's been to the hospital several times, and they would give her prednisone and put her on an inhaler, not just an inhaler, but put her on oxygen so that she could breathe, and she'd have to take the oxygen home, and she was just miserable. She would go to school, and the kids would ask, what's wrong with you? And because she wasn't like anybody else, I mean, she had to be careful where she'd go. She couldn't go outside and play with the kids. At recess, she'd have to stay inside. And she was just miserable. She just felt like she was different, that she was flawed. So we desensitized her from her allergies. Guess what happened? Her skin condition dramatically improved. Guess what? She can wear shorts again. But that's nothing compared to her ability to be able to go outside and play. Now, she was so overly protected by her mom that she couldn't go outside, that, you know, in recess, that the kids would come in from recess. What's wrong with you? Why couldn't you come in? Guess what? That triggered an asthma attack because it stressed her out because she was so, felt so insecure, you know, inadequate. She was flawed, that she couldn't be like other girls, that she wasn't as good as the other girls. But, you know, we desensitized her from her allergies, and guess what? Her lungs dramatically improved. She could breathe and she could go outside and play. But we also had to release her from the emotional component that all this being sick for so long created, so that she could feel like she was good enough as the other girls, that she wasn't flawed, that she was okay, that her body was normal, that she could live a good life again. And so she was able to go out and play, and she could be like the other girls. That was huge for her. Now, it's also interesting to note that this same young girl had a severe allergic reaction to pineapple. Can you imagine not having pineapple? I mean, but for her, what it would do, it created a severe reaction, and actually an anaphylactic reaction to her, so that her throat would swell up. She couldn't breathe, you know, and and it scared her mom to death. You know, I'm going to come back to this in a moment. You know, I've got to tell you this and tell you more. I've got so much information that I need to tell you that we're going to offer for those that call right away a free CD entitled Solving the Health Puzzle, the Six Steps to Wellness. Now, that's a $35 value. We're going to send it to you free if you just call right now. But you need to call now. We're also going to reserve this Tuesday and Wednesday at from 3 until 6 p.m. a free 20-minute consultation for you, those that call right now, so that you can find out what things that your body's reacting to, what things that are interfering with your body, preventing your body to heal and be well. We're going to give that to you for free. It's a 20-minute consultation. It's a $100 value. We'll give it to you free if you call right now. If you're not quite ready to make that appointment, give us a call. Call us anyway. We'll schedule a free 15-minute consultation for you so that you can find out and ask the questions and see if this is something that will help you, but you need to call us right away. Now, the number to call is 801-943-2355 with Dr. Stuart Yeager and Solving the Health Puzzle. The number is 801-943-2355. Now, let's get back to our story here about this girl. She had the problem with, we were talking about how she had a problem with eating pineapple. It would cause the swelling. She couldn't breathe. An anaphylactic reaction. It scared her mother to death. She couldn't have the pineapple. Now, we treated her for the pineapple allergy. Guess what happened? She's fine. But her mother was so scared. So she came back the next week, and we checked her out again, and she was still okay. But and she brought pineapple along, you know, and her mother was still really scared. So what I did this time, just to let her mother know that she was okay, that she didn't have to have this problem anymore. She's a changed girl. She's a new girl. She don't have to be scared anymore. I opened up the can of pineapple, and I took a spoon, and I fed this little girl pineapple. She hadn't had it for a long time because she was so scared. Her mother was scared to death. The mother was standing right there across the room, just doing all that she could to hold back, and she watched her daughter eat that pineapple with no problem. Now, normally the reaction would occur within about 10, 15 seconds. Several minutes went away, she was fine. So guess what I did? I gave her another piece of pineapple and she was fine. She went home happy. And the mother was taking this all in. Suddenly realized, oh, my daughter can really get well. That she's not the same girl, that she's going to be normal again. She is normal. She's okay. She's not flawed. She can live a normal life. It gave her a real hope so that she can overcome her fears and let her daughter function normally. You know, that's just one story of many. So I'm going to tell you just a couple more because this is so important. Now, there are a lot of people that also suffer other breathing conditions, respiratory conditions, then the asthma. They get bronchitis or pneumonia, respiratory infections. Even associated with that, I put the ear infections and the sinus infections that are often treated with the antibiotics. Now, by giving the repeated antibiotics, actually weakens the immune system, which allows the infection to come back. Now, the immune system needs to become stronger, and you can't do that by giving them antibiotics. So if it's a recurrent infection, not the acute, but the recurrent chronic infections, often the allergies are a big component to this, and so they need to be desensitized and give them the nutrition, like the vitamin D, the probiotics and other things, to help build up the immune system. Sometimes there's an emotion component because they've been sick for so long that they need to overcome that. But that's so important to be able to overcome these chronic respiratory, sinus, ear infections type of things that are so common in today's world. And the antibiotics, they help them to get better, but they just keep on coming back. That's why you need to go to solving these other health issues, the other health puzzle pieces that we've been talking about. Now, there are many other things that people can be allergic to in their environment. Let's talk about some of those things. One of them is the pet allergies. Now, pet allergies can manifest themselves in many different ways. We're talking about the red eyes and the sinuses, the runny nose, even headaches. You know, I had a patient that I treated several years ago that would wake up every single morning with a bad, bad headache. Now, headaches can come from a lot of different things, like stress, neck problems from an injury, dehydration, low blood sugar, even tumors, TMJ, jaw dysfunction. So that's often associated with stress. But the jaw dysfunction can also cause a headache, like migraines. Now, well, in this particular situation, this man had a wife that was a dog and a cat lover. She just loved her dogs and cats, and she had both. She loved him so much, she was such a pet lover, that she allowed her two dogs to sleep on the bed every single night. Now, if anybody was to go, it surely wasn't going to be the dog, it was going to be him, but he didn't want to go either, so something had to be done about his allergies towards the dogs, the pets, the dander. And so we desensitized him from the pet allergy, the pet dander for the dogs. Now, what we do is based upon acupuncture, so we had to get him away from the dogs just for 24 hours. And once we did that, we treated him, and he was able to go back and sleep in his bed with his wife with the dogs, you know. But guess what? He no longer woke up with his bad headaches every morning. That was resolved because that was the reaction, the immune system overreaction creating these headaches. Now, we also had another kind of a situation where a lady was getting dental work. And she had a severe reaction to the dental anesthetics so that she could get her dental work done. She couldn't get her dental work done because of this reaction, so I desensitized her from the anesthetics, and she was able to get the dental work done, and she didn't have any reaction, and she was fine. Now, other people have allergies towards things like heavy metals. We're talking about people that wear jewelry that's inexpensive jewelry that's copper plated with the nickel or the chrome, and they get a rash or some kind of other reaction, like a hive or some other kind of reaction. So we desensitize them from the heavy metals, and the rash, the hives, they go away and they're fine. Now, some people get itchy skin and rashes because of they're allergic to laundry detergent. Now, what are you going to do? So what we do is we desensitize them from the laundry detergent, and then they're fine, and they can use the laundry detergent to help them clothes. Now, also associated with the environmental, and people think about this all the time, is the tree pollens and the grasses and the weeds that they react to, particularly in the spring and the summer and the fall, when those pollens and grasses and weeds are active. That's a really simple one. I don't talk a lot about it very much because it's so easy to treat. You know, it can be miserable for many people. They suffer. You know, they go outside. You know, I have a patient of mine that was a fisherman. He would go out and go fishing out in where the river was and around the lakes, and he would just suffer terribly because of his reaction to all the weeds and the plants and, you know, the different trees that were around where he was fishing. You know, we desensitized him, and now he can go out and enjoy fishing. You know, it was just a simple thing, but for him it was a real struggle, and he just loved fishing. You know, but I've other patients that have gone out and they've got a lot of the pollens and the grasses. Someone, you know, one of my patients was so bad that it got him out of being in the military. Now, that could be a good thing, but, you know, he really suffered terribly because of those pollens and grasses. You know, that's a simple thing to do. We always treat that at the end because it's so simple, because as we treat them for the autoimmune, some of the other allergies, a lot of those clear up, and we don't even have to treat them for those pollens and grasses. But as we clear them up, treating them for those pollens and grasses, their body heals, those things don't affect them anymore, and they can live a normal life. You know, I wish I could go on and on and on. We've got story after story to tell you, so much information to share that we just don't have enough time. So we're going to offer you that call right away, a free CD entitled Solving the Health Puzzle, the 6 Steps to Wellness, the things that we've been discussing today. We're going to send it to you for free, that you just pop it into your computer, and you can and explain all these things. That's a $35 value. We'll send it to you for free, but you need to call us now. Also, for those that call right away, we're going to set aside a free 20-minute consultation in our office. where you can find out what things are affecting you, what allergies, what interferences are affecting you. That's a $100 value, but you need to give us a call right away. Now, for those that are not quite ready to make that appointment, call us anyway. We'll send a free CD, but we'll also extend to you a free 15-minute consultation on the phone. No obligation, but you can ask the questions, find out if this is something that would be beneficial for you. But you need to give us a call right now at 801-943-3355 for Dr. Stuart Yeager and solving your health puzzle. Give us a call right now. We're going to leave the phones open for the next 10 minutes. Give us a call right now at 801-943-3355 for Dr. Stuart Yeager and solving your health puzzle. 801-943-3355. Give us a call right now. Thanks for listening, and join us next week for Solving Your Health Puzzle.
This has been Solving Your Health Puzzle with Dr. Stuart Yeager.